Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey, Brad.
What's up, Adam?
Oh, dude, you know, just feeling real chill.
You look good, you feel good.
Oh, and when you look good and you feel good, you pod good.
Darn right. And what's the best way that we can pod good?
Put Koi CBD in your body.
It's so great. I'm so glad that these guys jumped on as the sponsors. CBD oil is the hottest thing in health right now. You watch the news. Every day there's a new study about how good this stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
And the benefits of it.
We're one press conference away from Trump being like, this is why my cheeseburgers taste so good. They've got Koi CBD oil in them. CBD, if you don't know what it is, it's not weed. That's a big misconception. It's an oil derived from an industrial hemp plant that has no psychoactive effects. So you get the medical benefits from the hemp plant without getting the high, man. It's a great natural alternative to over-the-counter and pharmaceutical drugs. Now, there's a lot of uses for CBD oil.
Absolutely.
Creams, tinctures, vapes, gummies, which Koi all provides. I fuck with the gummies every morning because it starts my day off with a very relaxed, chill, meditative. I just feel dialed in. There's got to be something in these gummies that also, you know, gives your brain an extra level of coherentness. Is that the word?
Well, because you probably
it makes you make up words.
You took a gummy before you said that. That's for sure. And I do the same thing, but I have the oils. I just take the CBD oil. I put it in my tea, and then I'm good to go for
You're
the rest
a tea guy
of the day.
Now. Is that from being married?
I mean, I don't know what it is.
Tea is great, though.
I'm a tea guy because it makes me feel good. And CBD oil, Koi CBD oil, makes me feel even better. They got all sorts of flavors. They got
The flavors?
They got peppermint. They got lemon lime. They got blue raspberry. They got all these different things.
They are the fruity pebbles of CBD oil. People use it, too, for pain, anxiety, inflammation. My mom uses the Koi topical creams for arthritis. And she straight up told me, she's like, I don't hurt like I hurt before.
That's a great slogan.
And I'm like, that is so awesome. Honest and real, and that's coming from a Jewish mom. Yeah. And as you said, they don't lie.
This stuff works so well. I'm scared to rub the lotion on me because I think it might cure my dwarfism. And then what the fuck am I going to joke about?
Well, Koi CBD, all these products are manufactured in the USA with 100% natural CBD oil. It's the best tasting product on the market, as we've attested to the flavors. We've tried a bunch. People have come to us all the time trying to be like, yo, can we sponsor? We haven't found the one we've liked until now. And they're America's number one trusted CBD brand. All the products are THC free. And it's a family-owned and operated company. And if you want to fuck with Koi, which you should because we do, and we can't talk about how much we love their products enough, the gummies, the tinctures, the creams, the tinctures, the drops. Dude, I put a couple drops in before I go to bed. And it also makes it easier to drink coffee because coffee gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Yep.
Now it calms me down. So I love that. If you want it, go to KoiCBD.com right now. Put in promo code AboutLastNight, all one word, all caps, for 20% off any retail order from the website. KoiCBD.com, promo code about last night for 20% off the order. Start feeling good, start living good, start looking good, start dwarfing good.
Start dwarfing good.
The official dwarf sponsor.
Koi is the official CBD sponsor of dwarves. Can I say that? I'm pretty sure.
You've got proof.
I'm a dwarf. I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. This weekend, I will be in Ames, Iowa, tomorrow night at Stevens Auditorium with Dane Cook, Friday at the State Theater in Minneapolis with Dane Cook, and Saturday at the Fillmore in Detroit, Michigan with Dane Cook. All that ticket info at danecook.com. Brad Williams this weekend, tomorrow through Saturday, will be in Spokane, Washington, baby, at the Spokane Comedy Club. Go see our boy Brad in Spokane at the Spokane Comedy Club tomorrow through Saturday. Tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. More special announcements. Today's episode is a bonus episode full of special announcements, full of big stories and cruises. That's right. Brad and Adam are going on a cruise. Do you want to go? Well, you can. It's the first ever About Last Night cruise happening Halloween 2020. It's the Adam and Brad Spooktacular Halloween Cruise, set in sail October 30th through November 1st. Oh my God, it's finally here. You guys have wanted a way to party with us, to hang with us, to kick it. And the moment has come. We got together with the people that do the Adam Carolla cruise, and they are helping put together the first ever About Last Night cruise. And we chose Halloween because why not? It's a great time. People love to party. You're always looking for something to do on Halloween. Go to a new party or a new a new location, and we got it for you. We're setting seal, We're setting Seal as our entertainment for the night. A Seal impersonator. No, if we'll try to get Seal. Fuck it. We are setting sail from Long Beach, California, and it's a 3-day Baja cruise, October 30th through November 1st. Brad, Adam, special guest, the goddamn Comedy Jam Band, Avery Pearson, Josh Adam Myers, Joel, Nick, Jeremiah Watkins, Sandy Danta will be there, and a couple other special guests that have not been confirmed but will be very shortly. It's going to be fucking bonkers. Live podcasts. We're going to have a goddamn Comedy Jam Band night. We're going to have a costume contest, dance party, karaoke. It's going to be madness. You don't want to miss it. Picture ops, meet and greets, and just hanging. You guys want to come hang with us? Well, you got your chance. October 30th through November 1st, 2020. The Brad and Adam Halloween Spooktacular tickets. Where do you get them? Go to travelbyparker.com or adamraycomedy.com, and the ticket link is on my website at adamraycomedy.com. Holy shit. That's what today's episode is about. Brad and I discuss the cruise, and we catch up a little bit, because Brad and myself have not sat down and done solo eps in a minute. We're counting down Brad's exit from the podcast, but holy shit, do we have so many special ones lined up. We're releasing a lot of bonus episodes because of that. We want to milk the time we have with Braddy, so a lot of bonus eps coming up. We got a bonus ep tomorrow, bonus ep next week, and including Blake Griffin, which will be out next Monday. And so many more coming your way. All right. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, Apple Play, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Put us into the rotation and give us a 5-star rating on the iTunes page and comment on the iTunes charts and email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. I keep telling you guys, if you want some free merch, I'm in a giving mood this year. So email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com, where you get the pod, how you got into it, why you love it. And I'm going to send you some free Adam Ray merch. It's that easy. You want some free merch? Tell us why you listen to the pod. If you're listening to it and you dig it, tell us why. And your favorite eps and how you got into it and all that bullshit. We've received so many sweet, heartfelt messages from you guys. I'd like to read a few right now. Emma from Philadelphia said, I heard you a few times on the local radio station, Adam, here in Philly, on the Preston and Steve show, and you cracked me up. I started following you on Instagram, checked out the podcast, and was hooked right away. You're a great storyteller, and Brad is so damn quick. Awesome guests and banter every time. I'm a welder with long hours, and you guys keep me entertained, and so thanks for making me laugh, making my day fly by. I'll keep an eye out for the next time you're in town. P.S. Congrats on the baby, Brad. Little baby Elway. With love from Philly, Emma. Such a sweet message. Here's one from Mindy Brogdon from Pine, Arizona. She said, I discovered both of you via Adam Carolla. Been a fan from his internet streaming morning show. Followed him to the podcast. And never heard Brad and you over the years. Then I got to see you in Phoenix with Corolla. I found y'all's podcast and have enjoyed it ever since. Congrats, Brad, on the new baby. Gonna miss you on the pod, but we'll keep on listening. Rock on, Adam. I enjoy the interviews when you all get funny. Thanks. I love these dudes. Such a nice messages. Such a nice message. Here's another one from Arizona. Tucson, Arizona. Curtis Rivera says, sup, guys. My name's Curtis Rivera. I listen from Tucson, Arizona. Love the podcast. Keeps me going at work. Glad you guys went back to the old school intro for the Dr. Oz app. Just wanted to write and tell you guys how fucking awesome you guys are. And hopefully you'll send me some free shit. If I wasn't a broke Mexican, I'd buy it all. But shit, Adam, I heard you said you were giving it away. And there's nothing more as Mexicans like than free shits. All right. Shirts and hoodies. My mail and address. Here it is. Keep the laughs coming. It's a midget and a Jew. So why don't you sit down and LOL. Thanks, Curtis Rivera. You are the man. Appreciate the love. You guys are so sweet. Brett Hemingway in Buffalo, New York says, I live in a suburb of Buffalo and I love the podcast. The first episode of the podcast I heard was Steve-O, and when he tweeted about it, I've been in love ever since. Thanks for continuing to make me laugh. You guys are the shit. Hope to see you in Buffalo soon. Thank you, Brett Hemingway. Thank you, everyone, for these messages. Keep them coming. aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com, and we'll send you some free merch, all right? Read the Room, my album's still out on Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. Go get that. Come out and see us live, and make sure you're subscribed, because so many great apps coming up before the countdown of Brad leaving the podcast, all right? You got to help me find a new dwarf. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down? We're going on a cruise. There's no better way to get into it.
I mean, it really is. And I love that we're doing this.
Yeah.
And yes, this is real. We're not just saying we're going on a cruise like, hey, we're going to cruise through the mind, man. Like, no, this is a cruise.
Or a Disneyland cruise. Or
we're inviting you all to the Jungle Cruise. No, this is not.
Or a dwarf cruise, which, by the way, seems like the next natural.
It's just a rowboat. It's just a rowboat. But there's 40 of us on it. Crazy. We can fit.
It's surprising to me that the conventions haven't moved locations.
Oh, man.
And tried to get off land. Is it because there truly is maybe a fear of?
Man, I don't know. But that'd be interesting.
Who would go on that cruise?
I mean, hopefully dwarves, and then a lot.
Dwarf, a lot of freaks,
dwarf hunters. Like, I don't know. Someone's like, this is big game dwarf hunting. Yeah. It's gonna be great. But yes, I love that now when we're doing these podcasts that are just you and me. It's always bombshell announcements.
Yeah,
last time. Brad put a baby in somebody, making people. Tears
yep.
were had.
Yep.
Moments were felt in the cockles of everyone. This one, we're going on a cruise.
Next one, I will announce my retirement from Judaism.
Retirement. Yeah. So they just raise your yarmulke up to the rafters.
Or your shawl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are going on a cruise.
If you like the podcast and you're constantly asking yourself, how do I hang out with these guys without stalking them at comedy clubs or going to see them in a city and make a weekend of it?
Yeah, because sometimes, yes, we do meet and greets after our shows, but there's a line of people. It's just like, hey, thanks for coming. Photo, click. And we have to move on because there's just so many people. How about we give you a moment, and that moment is a fucking weekend.
On a boat.
With booze.
And comedy. And the goddamn comedy jam band.
Yeah.
And Josh Adam Myers and Avery Pearson and Sandy Danto and Jeremiah Watkins and costume contest. Here's the thing about the weekend we're going.
Yep.
They gave us options. They were like, do you want to go on Easter weekend? Do you want to go the weekend of Martin Luther King Day weekend?
Arbor Day, very popular.
Earth Day, booked up. Purim, we skipped, which is a Jewish holiday that nobody cares for.
Right. Hobble, which is a dwarf holiday.
Is it really?
No. that's just how we run. We hobble.
Oh, my God.
Or we scurry.
Yeah. Scurry sounds like what you get when you go to hobble.
Yeah, how you guys get, what is it, gelt?
Oh, no, I was talking like an STD.
Oh.
Scurry is like, I fucked too many dwarves, man. I got scurry.
here is the absolutely fun.
Give us the deets. Date.
October 30th, 2020.
Marked.
Sailing from Long Beach, California, going to Baja, Mexico. It is the Brad Williams and Adam Ray, or Adam Ray and Brad Williams, whatever you want, Halloween Spooktacular at Sea. How awesome does that sound?
Yeah.
Halloween Spooktacular.
Spooktacular at Sea.
Because everyone's at Halloween. Everyone's like, it's a big holiday. It's
Halloween
a party
is arguably
holiday.
The biggest holiday.
It's the biggest party one. You know what I mean?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the biggest holiday. Because Thanksgiving, Christmas, there's a lot of positive vibes. But also, it's long. There's a weekend. There's a lot of buildup for Christmas. And sometimes letdown and too much family. Halloween is like, you do your own thing.
Oh, nuts.
No one's getting together. It's like the amount of parties I've just gone to where I knew one person, but ended up knowing and being inside of so many people. You know what I'm saying?
You were inside so many people?
I mean,
you
want to
rephrase that? Or maybe you don't. I don't know.
I'm just talking about,
maybe it was a very successful weekend for Adam Ray.
Look, I'm saying I went to one Halloween party at Santa Barbara once.
And you fucked a lot of people.
Made out.
A lot of people fucked Adam
Ray. Yeah.
Pegging.
I got scurry. I just think Halloween is one of those, like, caution to the wind.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
The costumes, anything can happen. Even the music that accompanies Halloween parties always just sounds like, crazy shit should be happening.
Yeah, and now is a chance for that to really go down.
Yeah,
we're gonna sail from Long Beach to Mexico. You wear a costume for the costume contest. You can wear your costume on the boat. No one cares. Have fun.
We're gonna have a live podcast. We're gonna have the goddamn comedy jam band accompanying us on a couple of the shows. There'll be meet and greets.
Yep.
Photo ops, shows.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. It's on a boat.
We're going big. It's a fuck. It's we got proposed for this. this event from the people that do the Corolla Cruise.
Yep.
And so we're in good company, and we're like, we, you know, we've always kind of wanted to do something like this to give fans an extra opportunity to really be a part of something cool, and especially with you leaving the pod in December.
Yep.
It's an extra way of like reuniting the band and being a part of something that truly is now like a vintage collector's item moment, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, and this is one more thing that I wanted to put out when I said that I'm going to be leaving the podcast, is that whenever someone, like whenever a band breaks up, whenever a podcast stops, everyone's like, oh man, they're not getting along, man.
Yeah.
They're fucking fighting, man. That's how it is. Now, this is not the case.
Yeah.
This is just I want to spend more time with
my
daughter.
In fact, we'll be better friends because we'll miss each other more.
Yeah, we'll be like, oh shit, we're going on a cruise together. Yeah. Let's go nuts.
Yeah.
So yes, that we wanted to give you guys another chance, hang out, see some great comedy, do a special event live podcast. Like we said, costume contest. Now, if you're asking Brad, we get it. We all these things are awesome. How the fuck do we get tickets for this thing? All you do is go to www.travelbyparker.com/Halloween Spooktacular. SPOOKTACULAR. Halloween Spooktacular. Travelbyparker.com/Spooktacular. And then you can reserve your spot on the Adam Ray and Brad Williams Halloween Spooktacular at Sea. Let me tell you this. I've been on two cruises doing comedy. There used to be this thing where like, oh, if comedians are doing cruise ships, it's like kind of lame.
Oh, family friendly.
They're old Borscht Belt comics.
And those do exist.
The end of their lives, you know. This is not that.
The opposite, in fact.
Yeah, and you know, the Corolla people, like you said, came to us and said, do you guys want to do one? And maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have said no. But now I've done the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. I know that a cruise can be amazing. I know that it's going to be great food. It's going to be drinks. I believe there's a casino on the boat. So you can come gamble. Yeah, I mean, and
karaoke.
What better time to gamble than when a midget is right next to you? Yeah. If you don't win then, well, you're never going to win.
Yeah.
That's good luck.
Yeah.
So this is going to be truly amazing thing. We're gonna hang out.
Prizes for the costume contest
too
are gonna be insane.
Yeah, so let you know, go big, go home. I might even
or
come.
Don't go home. Stay on the boat.
Find a way
to hide.
Stay in Mexico. Yeah. Maybe you're running from the cops, and you want to run, and you know that they don't have
this is your chance.
They don't have extradition laws in Mexico.
Let us be your gateway getaway.
Go for it. And like this is a great company. This is not shady. This is not one of those like it's going to be a guy with a fan that he just holds in a boat and splashes water on your face. No, it's not that.
We will be there. No cardboard cutout images.
Right.
We will be there live in the flesh.
Yeah.
We did our research, too. It's like there's a lot of, surprisingly, options to do something like this with, but this is the one that's going to treat everybody the best.
Damn right. And then you get off the boat in Mexico, and you do like whatever you want to do for a day.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
So much fun.
I think I'm saying that right. I don't know if that's cultural appropriation.
It is.
Okay. you could have a little fun. You hop on the boat. You come right back. It's not a long cruise. This isn't like 2 weeks.
We leave what time on Friday?
Whenever the fuck we cast off.
I want to say between 3 and 5. They say.
Yeah. And then you get there. I think on Saturday is the day that you have a little fun.
I think we're doing
Mexico,
a goddamn comedy band show that first night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday is costume contest, podcast during the day, meet and greet.
Yeah.
And then I think there's one more thing Sunday afternoon before we come back.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
We're filling it up. And there's going to be also just the right amount of events and picture taking and all that. But then we'll just be hanging.
Yeah.
Which is...
I'm not staying in my room.
Yeah.
No.
But also, I don't like those cruises where the calendar and the agenda is filled up too much to where it's like,
right,
we can't even hang out a little bit.
No.
Like, that's part of the fun of wanting to go and have fans come on us to
have
be able to kick it and take shots with people.
Do a cannonball. You will.
Well, you can at the Brad and Adam Spookadanza. What's it called?
Halloween Spooktacular.
There it is.
I mean, Spookadanza would have been a great... Maybe that's your costume, is you come as Spookadanza. You just come out like, hey, I'm dead. I'm a zombie.
Boo.
Boo. Yeah.
Oh, Tony, the ghost of Tony Danza.
Let me tell you about Boo. Let me tell you about my friend Boo. She's my Boo. I fuck her.
Can you do a ghost of somebody that's not dead?
I think you can.
Yeah.
I think.
That's why it's a funny costume.
Exactly. So,
do you have any costume ideas yet?
Oh, man. Now, I don't know if we're ever going to beat the costume that I was wearing when we did our What Does the Fox Say video on YouTube, where I dressed up as Toad from Super Mario Brothers.
If you don't...
It's just so perfect.
If you have not seen that, just Google What Does the Fox Say, Brad Williams.
And whatever. Look for the dwarf in the mushroom hat. That's not a Pornhub category.
It's my niece's favorite video. Like, when you do finally see them again, they're going to lose their minds.
Because
they're
I'll do the moves.
They truly are obsessed with that video. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know, dude. There's obviously with, you know, Trudeau going
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That is
kind
not
of
going to happen.
Bringing back Native American face, whatever he did, bringing it back, but just bringing it back and reminding us how wrong it is.
Yes,
because we hadn't seen it in a while.
Yes,
nobody had made that mistake since I think it was Laura Ingraham that was like, Megyn Kelly that was like,
oh, right.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with it? A lot.
It's like, it's just a costume.
Or there's a really bad history with it.
How do you not get that?
Yeah. And all I'm saying is we will not be doing the best blackface costume. That's not what we're doing.
That's not going to be one of the events. If you show up, you'll probably be asked to leave or thrown overboard or made fun of or not allowed into the event.
Sure.
Or we'll just, you know.
Yeah, but and this gives you plenty of time because it's Halloween 2020. Yeah. Not in a couple of weeks,
yeah.
Cruz. No, this is next year. You have a year to plan. You have a year to get a babysitter, all right?
Plenty of time.
You have a year to find a camp. You have a year to get your mom to watch the kids.
If you can't plan your shit around this, I mean, you truly should just not go outside.
Exactly.
Because you don't have your act together.
A year is
plenty of time. It's going to be the greatest weekend ever. Halloween is the best weekend of party. It's and look, I also have never made a weekend out of it. It's usually just one night. So right. Now you're going to get, you know, 2.5.
and you mix in the comedy shows. Now, have you had any kind of legendary Halloween costumes?
Yeah, I went the first time I did mushrooms, 2003, I was dressed as a Slim Jim guy.
Nice. Wait,
just a real spiky haired orange and yellow wig.
Oh, so the actual like, Slim Jim.
I'm a new Slim Jim.
Yeah, like not Macho Man.
No.
Dressed as the guy that was the Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty solid.
That was good.
Then you can be creepy, tell girls to take a bite out of you.
Yeah.
I'm spicy, ladies.
Yeah. I went as Batman one year, and then it was the first and only time I've ever blacked out, and I was carried down the fraternity row by one of the football players in our fraternity house, and I was being carried down the row. If I just started crying. And and he goes, dude, you got to wake up. It was almost like when Cuba Gooding Jr. got knocked out and he was like, no. And he came to and he was like taking it all in. He's like, dude, you got to see this. And the whole row was kind of applauding me because people were out on the streets partying.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the SC fraternity row, just all the houses. So everyone's out there seeing Batman being carried down the row by two football players. And everybody was just like, yeah, man, they're like, you'll be back, Cape Crusader.
If Instagram existed back then, there'd be so many videos of two guys just carrying Batman.
Yeah.
The Joker got the best of it that day.
Yeah. But so that was a fun costume. I did the Trump, you know, the thing where it looks like he's carrying you on your shoulders.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was last
couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so the legs, you know, you're basically kicking his leg, and that was fun. I probably won't go political this year.
Yeah.
Or next year, I guess. But
Because that'll be October. That'll be right before the election. That'll be literally days before the election.
So I'll be wearing my Elizabeth Warren costume.
I won't go as Cory Booker because, like we said, blackface is not good. So
can
I will
go
not...
as Cory Warren. So it's a woman doing it.
I mean, can my wife go as Andrew Yang? They're both, you know what
Great
I mean?
Question. Great question.
Gender. I don't know.
Wow. Can it go? Yeah. Which way does it work?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go as the vice president, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Hashtag Yang Gang.
Are you in the Yang Gang?
I'm in the Yang Gang.
Your wife's got
to
be.
I mean, I think you have to be in that scenario.
It's almost like when Yao Ming came into the league, and it was, if you'd ask an Asian American person, like, who's your favorite player?
Yeah.
Like, you don't go, Peja Stojakovic has been having a great season.
Yeah.
No, you jump on board with the new flavor of the week.
Exactly. And, I think Andrew Yang is funny. You buy a shirt from him and it says hashtag math because he's Asian and he says that's funny. And I think, all right, you're going stereotype jokes.
Wow,
I like that shit.
Wow,
good job, Yang Gang.
You know what that does when they make jokes like that? It just makes you relatable, dude.
Yeah,
like when you can't. I mean, look at Trump. Like he clearly doesn't have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I mean, his way of making a joke, I just heard on some little clip, was where he's like spies. He's like, clearly this whistleblower is a spy. He's like, and you know what we used to do with spies? He's like, you know, it's like things have changed. And he was kind of leaning in and he was smirking. He never even laughs. He just smirks to kind of hint to make people uncomfortable. And then they laugh. So you think maybe that was a joke, but they're just nervous. But he was like, you know, he was basically hinting that like we used to kill spies. And he was saying we should find whoever leaked this in this office and kill them. And so they're all like,
you're like, what a great joke.
So
we should kill people. Yeah.
So it's like, you got to have.
I picture he's got like the Dr. Evil button. So he's got like the button that says like Kellyanne Conway on it, and then you hit the button and she just goes back into the fire. I bet you he has that somewhere.
Or her body is unfrozen and she comes out of whatever fucking, you know.
Yeah, maybe he tries to hit
bamboo coffin she lives in.
Maybe he tries to hit the Diet Coke button, but instead hits the Attorney General William Barr button. So then he goes to, yeah, that could definitely happen. Yeah.
But if you're relatable. I was
thinking way too hard about that.
Yeah, I know, dude.
I was like, what's the name of the guy? This is why we're
comics, so we don't have to
think right. too hard about that. Right. I just got to make dick jokes. That's it. But yes, we're very excited for the cruise.
This will be great.
Excited to spend time with our fans.
Where do they get tickets again?
They get tickets at www.travelbyparker.com/Halloween Spooktacular. That is right. If you do your Halloween right. All right.
Will you bring the daughter? She'll be not even a year old. Not maybe even 6 months. Old.
I mean, I don't know. She is doing one trip for a friend's wedding.
Already?
Yeah. We've already got it planned. It'll be very interesting. I don't know how I'm going to handle that. I don't know how she's going to be on the plane. We've gotten several tips. I was talking with Pete Holmes about this, how you have to feed them right before takeoff and as you land so their ears pop.
Dang, so,
yeah, you just got to think about shit like that. But maybe. I can't say yes. I can't say no. I'm pretty sure she won't be able to swim by, you know, 6 months old. So
are you going to do a mini-me and mini-mini-me?
Mini-mini-me. Wow. Am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because...
Or you as Dr. Evil and her as...
Baby costumes are always fun.
The best, dude. Dressing kids up in general. I feel like that's why people get dogs as starters. When they dress them up, I'm like... I truly do judge the way people dress their dogs up on how they're going to dress their kids up.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, all right, if you have some style for that canine,
did you see,
then Cody's going to be okay in the fourth grade.
Did you see the video of the person that made a Chucky costume for their dog?
No.
So their dog, when the dog runs at you, it looks like Chucky is wielding a knife and running at you, but it's the face of a pug.
That's fucking amazing.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like I don't know if I'm gonna be that guy that dresses up there. I mean, obviously I'm gonna dress up the kid, but there's that added pressure when you're a comedian of being funny with your costume.
Yeah,
so yeah. Oh, here it is, hold on, look at that. I just want to show this to you, but yeah, there's like, oh, that's a ad for a game I'm not gonna play. God dang it.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Koi CBD. Ooh, CBD oil, baby. Feeling relaxed just hearing me talk about it, aren't you? If you don't know what CBD oil is, don't feel like a dum-dum. Adam's here to tell you. CBD is an oil derived from industrial hemp and has no psychoactive effects, man. So you can get the medical benefits, okay, from the hemp plant without getting high. There's no weed. You're not going to get paranoid. It's a great natural alternative to over-the-counter and pharmaceutical drugs. People use CBD oil for pain, depression, anxiety, stress, inflammation. New benefits are being discovered for CBD oil all the time. My mom uses the topical cream from Koi CBD, and it's helped immensely, which is big time because she's been having a tough time with arthritis and finding a solution. And Koi CBD is stepping up to the plate with their topical creams. They've got tincture droplets, vape pens, edibles, pet products for your dogs and cats to chill out. Come on, it's a stressful life being a cat and a dog. You want to chill out? Get some Koi CBD treats. They got topical products and more. All their products are manufactured in the USA with 100% natural CBD oil. It's a family-owned and operated company, and it truly is the best-tasting CBD products on the market. I feel like left and right, people are approaching me after shows, just being in the comedy business, because comedy And, you know, CBD kind of go hand in hand. It's great stress reliever for our world. The Koi CBD gummies I fuck with daily because it puts me in a zen state before I start my day. And at night, kind of relaxes me and helps me sleep better, quite honestly. It's America's number one trusted CBD brand. All the Koi CBD products are THC-free, and there's a guaranteed purity, safety, and consistency level in all of their products. They're the best-tasting CBD products on the market. Again, I've tried so many. The amount of people that have, you know, been like, try these pens, we got these flavors, and these, you know, you can put strawberry. Root beer foot. It's like, shut up, man. No, I'm going with Koi CBD because they got the most shit and the best tasting shit. And quite honestly, it's made me feel the best out of any of the products I've tried. And that's why they're America's number one trusted CBD brand. So if you want to get your stress relief on, your relaxation going, and start living a better, healthier life, get rid of that depression, anxiety, stress, and just start feeling better, then get hooked up with Koi CBD, okay? Head on over right now to KoiCBD.com, that's KoiCBD.com, and enter promo code AboutLastNight for 20% off any retail order from the website. That's Koi, KoiCBD.com, promo code AboutLastNight for 20% off any retail order from the website. Gummies, tinctures, pens, creams, they got it all. I'm telling you, they're the shit. And Brad and I couldn't love them more. Who knows? They might fucking make Brad grow, which would ruin his act, but would help them reach the Cocoa Puffs on the top shelf. There is an extra level of just talking about, oh, wow. Oh.
Is this pup too cute to be a killer?
Wait, this was on the news? I thought it was just a popular video. It's on.
Oh, my God.
It's on Inside Edition. Is this pup a killer? Well, obviously not.
Wait, the you. Way that so the hand is like attached to the thing, so it looks like,
yeah,
dude, that's amazing.
Yeah,
also definitely a quick way to give your cat the shits.
Yeah, I can't do that costume with my dog because that's on a cute little pug. That's fine. My dog's massive, so it's like, oh, that dog,
oh, that's real.
That dog is gonna kill.
You're giving
me.
Him ideas too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be scary if, like, the knife that was attached, the fake knife to the thing, like, you see, like, a real one in its hand, and you're like, why'd you get that? And he's like, oh, I found a bigger, better, sharper knife. And you're like, you can talk?
That's got to be a horror movie somewhere. Like, oh, the person that dresses their dog up as a serial killer, but he's actually a serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-ba-ba.
Poses a dog. Would you rather... I remember this episode of The Simpsons where the guy invented
the thing where your baby could talk. Remember? Oh, right, yeah.
And then we go, then Maggie would, yeah.
Maggie talk.
It could translate for him.
Yeah.
Would
yeah.
you rather have that for your future daughter or Diego?
Ooh.
Who would you be more in the first year of her life as she's making sounds?
Yeah, as a, because I'm having a girl, there's going to be plenty of years where she's going to talk, and that's fine.
And I'm going to listen.
And I'm going to listen
and pretend to listen
very attentively.
Yeah.
And I will acknowledge.
Yeah.
All that. So I would say, because I have those years of talking ahead, I would say I would have my dog talk that. And there's just, like, someone made this joke. I forgot. I think it was Melissa Villaseñor, where she said everyone gives their dog a voice. Like every dog has, like, you give your dog an accent,
yeah,
pretty much. And for Diego, my wife and I, because he's a big pit bull, we always make him talk like this, kind of dumb. This is his voice. Hi, Dad, I'm Diego. And so now it'd be interesting if we gave him a voice, if he would actually be saying things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because then he is kind of dumb. He did put a Who Framed Roger Rabbit hole through my screen door. Yeah.
What?
Well, because the screen door was closed. He came back from a walk. I was outside. He saw me. He was like, hey, you're home. And then ran and didn't know the screen door was closed and just just barreled through the thing. And put, yeah, it looked like you gave Roger Rabbit some soda pop, because he just went and then just a hole right through the door. So that's why I had to sell a few extra t-shirts that weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is going to be a space in your brain to, just going back to you having to know to feed your child before the plane lands.
Yeah.
That's now a new piece of baby info,
mm-hmm,
that something will have to get pushed out of your brain for that, to make room for that stuff.
Oh yeah.
What are you going to start Like, what are you going to spend? Like, is it football facts? Like, what is going to...
Yeah, I hope so.
Because it's like, you got to keep jokes.
Yeah, I have to keep jokes. I have to keep 80s cartoon theme songs.
You are known notoriously on this podcast and in life, if people know you, for having a cavernous amount of a never-ending supply of just facts.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to call them bullshit or unnecessary, because they've always been timely.
Yeah.
They're always...
I don't know why I have
interesting.
This. Yeah.
Like, I've never heard a fact at dinner or drinks or wherever we've been where you bring it up and I go, why'd you have to say that right now?
Yeah.
I've never thought that. I was always been like, no shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, cool. And then that spawns a whole topic of conversation.
I'm coming here from the You Made It Weird podcast with Pete Holmes.
Right.
And I taught him the word defenestrate. He didn't know what that word meant. So, and then we had a whole riff about that. Because what that means is the act of throwing someone out a window. That's what that word
means.
How do
you know that?
Exactly. I don't know.
But you don't remember it? You can't trace back?
No. I don't know why I know what that word means.
Did you like see, were you like watching a movie with your dad at some point? Like some mob movie and they threw a guy out the window? And you were like, geez, I can't believe they tossed him out. He's like, well, somebody had to defenestrate him. And you're like, all right, someday I'll use that on a podcast. Right,
sometime. Thanks, Dad. In 30 years, that's going to be very helpful to
me. That is such an obscure word. But that's what's great about words, too. Like, I remember the first time I heard the word unbeknownst, and I was like, oh, that's going in the rotation. And I love it, dude. It's one of my favorite.
I think it was Gary Goldman has a bit where he likes to call bad people ne'er-do-wells, and just kind of breaks that down, because that's something. It's like if you look at your girl and be like, hey, don't stay away from that guy, he's a real bad guy, like, that's one thing. But if you go, hey, stay away from that guy, he's a ne'er-do-well, she'll have that pause and go, huh? A what?
Yeah.
Ne'er do well. He never does well. That's where that word comes from.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird shit. It's weird shit.
Yeah.
If you want random ass facts told to you on a boat, then come to the Adam and Brad Halloween Spooktacular at Sea, October 30th, 2020. Leaving from Long Beach, California. Going to Mexico. Having fun.
Two Beer Brad might be...
Oh.
12 Beer Brad.
Two Beer Brad.
This is going to be your first cruise for sure since your daughter was born.
Yeah, so. I'll be cutting loose. And
you always cut loose on Halloween.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I mean, hell, when I cut loose, I go. 3 days ago, I was drunk in a bar in Chico, California. And they said, you know, we have a challenge at this bar. And I go, what is the challenge?
Yeah.
And they go, well, you ride a tricycle around the bar.
And you're like, let me stop you right there. I heard the word tricycle.
Yeah, you said tricycle. Oh, I can't fall over? Done. I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go, well, if you do it around the bar in a certain amount of time. I said I was in. Where's the tricycle?
Wait, what do you win?
Free beer.
Wow.
So I just went, okay. So they
I did see that video.
So they bring out the tricycle. They put a bra on me for some weird reason.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Just to start the transition.
Sure.
Just to feel it out. Maybe. Yeah.
Why not? You know, hey, what was the Seinfeld
episode?
What
happens in Chico stays in Chico unless it's on the gram.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There was a Seinfeld episode where I think George Costanza's dad came up with a Manzeer.
The
male bra.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I put on the bra, rode the bike around the bar, freaked some people out, because imagine you're at a bar, you're having a beer.
Not everybody saw you come in.
Yeah, you're maybe enjoying some hot wings, and all of a sudden, midget on a tricycle! You're like, well, I think I should just go home and go to bed now.
Also in Chico, and I'm not like privy to their dwarf population, but yeah. I'm going to assume when I was out there, I didn't see any.
Yeah. I went to a Starbucks and we were driving home the next day and a guy looked at me and went, Brad Williams? And I go, yep. How are you, man? And he goes, what the fuck are you doing here? doing a show? I don't know. That's your first question. Yeah. Not like, hey, how are you? Or nice to see you. Or I'm a fan. What the fuck are you doing here?
It's also Chico. Like, what celebs are going up there?
I don't know.
Especially big comics, you know?
Adam Ray and Brad Williams.
Yeah.
We go to Chico.
Great show, right?
Great show. And where else do we go, Adam? We go to sea.
We're going on a boat. We're
going on a boat.
And that song, dude, all the boat anthems will be played.
We'll be playing that. We'll be playing Christopher Cross's Sailing.
Yep.
We'll be playing
the
Celine.
Love Boat theme.
We'll be playing Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Yes.
We will do the I'm Flying, Brad.
Wow.
Oh, we're going
to
do it.
There's got to be some sort of game we can curate around that.
Are you a rose? Am I a rose? I think I'm a rose.
That's tough. I think you're the rose.
I think I'm a rose. I don't mind being a rose. I don't mind getting fucked in a...
Is that our version of the top and bottom?
Yeah.
That's the straight guy version of, are you rose or jack?
You rose or jack? I think I'm a rose, and I don't mind getting fucked in a Model T. Steaming it up.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind it at all.
What a great movie.
You can draw me.
Yeah. How do you know I already haven't?
You can draw me. I know me. Where you sleep. So, yeah, we'll probably do a couple photo ops like that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be playing the boat anthems.
It's going to be mayhem.
We'll be drinking.
If you don't know who the goddamn Comedy Jam Band is, too, I'm sure you've heard us talk about the show. It's world famous. Every festival, every comic's done it. And to have them come is just an extra bonus because it was already going to be a blast with us in the costume contest. But now it's like, I mean, dude, the energy, special guest comics that are already confirmed that we're talking to, they're going to come because of the jam coming.
Yep.
It's just going to be awesome, man.
It's going to be so much fun, and I'm so glad that we get to do fun things like this, and it'll be great for me. Like I said, I'll be gone from the pod, so it'll be nice to come back, see a bunch of fans.
Yep.
It's so cool knowing, like, because now we've gotten to meet so many great podcast fans touring around the country. I literally have a Rolodex in my head. I know at least 20 podcast fans. I'm like, yeah, they're going to sign up for this.
Yeah,
they're gonna. Some of them we might have restraining orders again.
For sure, but that's part of the fun. When they're in costume, we can't tell it's them. See,
yeah,
if you're a stalker, you have more reason to come and hide your identity.
Exactly, we won't know. You'll be sitting at our table. You know, just come dressed as Snow White. I'll be very interested, male or female. I don't care. I'll be a rose. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he doesn't. So tickets where again?
Travel by Parker. P-A-R-K-E-R. Travelbyparker.com/Halloween Spooktacular. Oh, go there. Reserve your cabin. Let's have some fun, everybody.
There's different versions of cabins, too, right?
Yeah, there's different sizes. There's balconies. There's not balconies. I know we have some very cheap options. We have some more expensive options.
It's like when you're buying a dildo. You can get the standard two-speed. Everyone's seen it. Everyone's, you know.
Yep.
Or you can, is it grandma's 88th birthday? She's still alive? Well, then let's get her the king size Snickers, which is the 5-speed.
Let's get her the teeth chatterer.
Two hands.
Let's get her that one.
So by the way, I like how I just went like that.
Yeah.
The two hands.
Yeah.
Were those Trump hands? Or by the way, I wouldn't want that anywhere if I was a woman anywhere near my vagina.
No.
Like, what is it doing where it goes in and then goes like that?
No. That's not.
What do you call that?
Thing.
Is that like the fucking the butterfly?
That's called assault, Adam. Yeah.
And me too yourself.
Exactly. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this very special episode.
Go get your tickets.
Very special bonus episode. I'm loving my last few podcasts with you. I have a few more, and we got some great ones in the bank.
Oh man.
So
some special ones coming up.
Yep. So I am absolutely loving you guys. Thank you. Thank you for your wishes, telling me that you're sad that I'm leaving, but at the same time, you understand. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I love it so much that I'm coming back to do this cruise so I can hang out with you guys.
One last shebang.
Is it a shebang? Is it a brouhaha? Is it a kerfuffle?
Well, what would Shakira call it?
La, 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 la. That's how I do my impression. Yeah. I got to throw my arms.
Will you
my
see
head.
That? I don't know. Will he come as Shakira? Will there be a Shakira dance-off with Brad? Wow, that's actually, I just came up with that, and that's happening.
I mean, these dwarf hips don't lie. It's going to happen. You're going to lose.
Wow. Someone's going to try to Shakira off against Brad.
Not going to happen. You're going down.
Tickets one more time. Where at?
www.travelbyparker.com/Halloween Spooktacular October 30th, 2020. Oh. Hold your spot. Get in line. Make sure you're here for this because you're going to... Don't have FOMO. Don't be looking at our Instagrams come October 30th, 2020.
You're gonna be so bummed.
And be like, why am I not there? And we warned you.
We warned you. We gave you time. Get it now. Get your finances in order. Get your tickets now. Get the sitter. Get your side piece. Your fucking... bring your hoe. Bring your best friend. Bring your girlfriend. Bring your wife. Bring your grandpa. Whoever likes fun, bring them. And we'll see you in 2020.
La, 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 la.
everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast, give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Meh, what's up, dog? This is your pal Bugs Bunny. Say, I got a question for you. Do you know who has the head of Elmer Fudd and the body of Foghorn Leghorn? Why, that's Adam Ray and Brad Williams. Ain't I a stinker?